After the tea break, the mood shifted. While our earlier interactions had been more formally directed toward the Dalai Lama, in the closing hour of the day there was more spontaneous, direct interaction among the participants. I started with a point that had been raised during the tea break. How do you bring these lessons into schools or to people in a way that respects and uses well the cultural differences? Mark was saying that the children in these programs are taught that all emotions are okay. From a Buddhist point of view, however, all emotions are not okay. This is just one example of the differences, as Jeannie pointed out, between the way emotions are valued from culture to culture. How do you take such differences into account? "We don't know," Mark replied. "Our North American and European conception that talking about feelings is a good idea may be very effective in our culture, but not necessarily in others. We should recognize that these curricula in some way are an artificial replacement for a lack of harmony." Jeannie Tsai responded by telling a story about herself. "When I was graduating from high school, we had a ceremony in which the principal called down each student one at a time. There was a spotlight on each student as the principal listed his or her accomplishments. All of my European-American friends would beam as they walked down to the stage, smiling at the audience as the principal said that this student excelled at math or will go to such and such college. When it was my turn, I looked down at my feet when the principal was listing my accomplishments. That felt appropriate. I was being humble, which is how my parents taught me to be. Then I realized that my European-American friends thought I was looking down because I was sad instead of proud. When I realized that, I looked up and started smiling, but my friends told me later that they didn't understand my behavior. That's an example of a cultural difference." But Mark put the question of cultural difference in perspective, saying, "Again, these are small issues, not fundamental ones. But as we move a model across cultures, we need to be sensitive to them."